Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A dramatic shift in the country's political landscape is unfolding, with exit polls suggesting that the BJP may win West Bengal for the first time, while the DMK is likely to retain Tamil Nadu and the UDF may return to power in Kerala. First, let's look at the exit poll analysis for the five state elections. The exit polls, released on the evening of 29 April, project some interesting outcomes. In West Bengal, which has 294 seats and a majority mark of 148, most exit polls predict that the BJP will win between 146 and 161 seats, which could be a historic first for the party. The TMC, on the other hand, is predicted to win between 125 and 140 seats. However, one outlier poll, the People's Pulse, projects the TMC winning between 177 and 187 seats. The poll of polls aggregate gives the BJP a narrow majority. The results of the Bhavanipur and Nandigram seats will be crucial, as they are bellwether seats, and the outcome will have significant implications. Mamata Banerjee, the TMC leader, is contesting from Bhavanipur, while Suvendu Adhikari, a key BJP leader, is contesting from Nandigram. What makes this significant is that the outcome of these two seats will have a major impact on the overall result in West Bengal. The TMC and the BJP have been locked in a fierce battle, and the exit polls suggest that the BJP may have an edge. However, it's essential to remember that exit polls are not the final results, and the actual counting will take place on 4th May. Moving on to Tamil Nadu, which has 234 seats and a majority mark of 118, the DMK and its allies are projected to win between 125 and 145 seats, which would give them a comfortable majority. Interestingly, TVK, the party founded by actor Vijay, is predicted to win seats in at least two exit polls, which could be a significant development for the third force in Dravidian politics. The AIADMKNDA alliance is projected to win between 75 and 100 seats. In Kerala, which has 140 seats and a majority mark of 71, the UDF, led by the Congress, is projected to win between 78 and 90 seats, which would give them a majority. The LDF, on the other hand, is projected to win between 49 and 62 seats. If the exit polls are correct, it would mean that the LDF's historic consecutive win in 2021 was a one-election exception. In Assam, which has 126 seats and a majority mark of 64, the BJP-led NDA is projected to win between 88 and 100 seats, which would give them a third consecutive term. The Congress is projected to win between 24 and 36 seats. In Puducherry, which has 30 seats and a majority mark of 16, the NDN alliance is projected to be ahead. Now, let us turn to some other important news. The Council for the Indian School Certificate Examinations, or CISE, has declared the results of the ICSE Class 10 and ISC Class 12 examinations. Students can check their results on the CISE website and on the DigiLocker platform. The overall pass percentage has improved from the 2025 levels. The CISE operates under an affiliation model and conducts one of the three major national-level school examinations in the country, alongside the CBSE and the NIOS. On the eve of Buddha Purnima, which falls on 1st May, lakhs of pilgrims have gathered at Bodh Gaya in Bihar, Sarnath in Uttar Pradesh, and Kushinagar in Uttar Pradesh. The Prime Minister will address the nation on Buddha Purnima, focusing on peace, non-violence, and India's Buddhist heritage. The Buddhist circuit is a key element of India's soft power in South and Southeast Asia. The India Meteorological Department, or IMD, has issued a pre-monsoon heatwave alert for West Rajasthan for May 1st to 3rd, with maximum temperatures expected to reach 44 to 48 degrees Celsius. pre-monsoon heat extremes are intensifying nationally, consistent with the findings of the State of the Environment report for 2026, which noted that India experienced extreme weather on 331 out of 334 days in 2025. Delhi NCR is also expected to face thunderstorm activity and brief temperature relief. Now, let us look at some quick bites of news. The RBI, in its April 2026 policy, kept the repo rate unchanged at 5.25% with a neutral stance. The CPI inflation rate is around 4.2%, which gives the RBI room to cut rates later in the fiscal year if growth moderates. Two exit polls have predicted that TVK, the party founded by actor Vijay, will win seats in Tamil Nadu, which could be a significant development for Dravidian politics. The Bhavanipur and Nandigram seats are the most watched seats in 4th May counting, as the outcome will have significant implications for the parties and their leaders. The final turnout for Phase 2 of the West Bengal elections came in at approximately 80.5%, which is somewhat above the 78.68% recorded at 3 p.m. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The BJP is projected to win between 146 and 161 seats in West Bengal. The TMC is projected to win between 125 and 140 seats. The DMK and its allies are projected to win between 125 and 145 seats in Tamil Nadu. The UDF is projected to win between 78 and 90 seats in Kerala. The BJP-led NDA is projected to win between 88 and 100 seats in Assam. The NDA and K Alliance is projected to be ahead in Puducherry. Remember this number, 148, which is the majority mark in West Bengal. Note this carefully, the actual counting will take place on 4th May. This is a favorite prelims fact. The CISI operates under an affiliation model and conducts one of the three major national-level school examinations in the country. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? It's essential to stay updated on current events, including election results and political developments, as they can have significant implications for the country's governance and policies. In conclusion, the exit polls suggest a dramatic shift in the country's political landscape, with the BJP potentially winning West Bengal for the first time. The outcomes of the state elections will have significant implications for the parties and their leaders, and it's essential to stay updated on the latest developments. The Buddhist circuit is a key element of India's soft power in South and Southeast Asia, and the country's extreme weather events are a cause for concern.